This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Giant Center in Hershey as we have the first round of consolations of Class 2A here at the BIAA Wrestling Championships on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net. Thought we might have a longer break. They did not stick to the 12:30 start time for this round of consolations, which makes sense that they would not, but I never was privy to an announcement that they were starting a little bit early. They did start, I would say, every bit of 10, maybe 15 minutes early for this first round of consolation. So we are up to Cadis of Burgettstown and Wright of Beth Center on the board right now. Cadis is on deck on mat number one. So we'll have Carter Cadis coming up. Four wrestlers locally in this first round of consolations. We'll start with, here at 139, Mason Wright and Carter Cadis. Caleb Patton will then follow pretty quickly. And then we might have a little bit of time before we see Owen Ivsic of Bentworth. So we'll just have to wait and see how things play out as to whether we'll just keep it here through the entirety of our four bouts or whether we may step aside. But it won't take too long to get through four consolation bouts here in this round. We have an injury on mat one. Mat one is where Cadis is on deck. Cadis wrestled mat one earlier as well, where he was defeated in overtime. But this, you know, they don't mess around a lot with injuries here. You see a lot of, not a lot, but maybe more so here than other places. You see bouts ended by injury default because the trainers just say, you're not going. And we'll see what the situation is here on mat one. In the meantime, Mason Wright at Beth Center has been called on deck on mat five, and he will be followed by Caleb Patton of Wash High on that same mat. So that makes things a little simpler. Looks like the match will continue on mat one, so still have some time before we'll see Carter Cadis of Burgettstown. Four wrestlers are into the quarterfinals locally. Lucas Barr of McGuffey, Drake McClure of Bentworth, Noah Lehu of Best Center, and Colin White of West Green. Four are facing elimination bouts in this very round, as I mentioned, with Wright, Cadis, Patton, and Ivsic. And then you have another four that will be in the second round of consolations that will take place tomorrow morning. Those four being Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan, Victor Bonus of McGuffey, Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan, and Malachi Peak of Best Center. All four of those guys won a pigtail and then lost their round of 16, putting them into the second round of consolations. Mason Wright, his opponent out of Penns Valley, is Tripp Watson. Tripp Watson comes in with a 40-14 mark. And the opponent for Carter Cadis is out of Mid Valley, Matthew Almendina, a senior of Mid Valley, 34-7 record, coming into this consolation match. But still a little bit of time before we will see either Cadis or Wright, both still waiting on deck. In fact, the bout preceding Wright's has not even started yet. There seems to be some sort of a delay. Looks like maybe the scoreboard is down on mat 5. So some sort of difficulty on mat 5 that is kind of delaying the proceedings there. Sounds like they're calling for some help on mat 5 as well. So might have a little bit of time before we see Wright. And then Patton will be coming up on that same mat. Ivsic yet to be posted on the board his mat assignment. It looks like we might be running some more. This time it might be blood time on Matt 1. So things not moving real swiftly here as we get our coverage of the first round of consolations underway. Just a reminder as far as the time schedule goes the rest of the way today. 2 o'clock is the start time for the girls' tournament. We will have 14 local wrestlers, 13 from Washington County, 1 from Greene. In that girls' tournament, starts with a first round of 16. No pigtails in that one. Just a straight round of 16 to start at 2 o'clock. AAA will get underway today at 4:30 with their pigtails and first round matches. Tell you what, while we wait the start of our local action here with Cadis and Wright still waiting on deck, we'll step aside, bring it right back here to the Giant Center in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Still awaiting Carter Cadis of Burgettstown at 139 pounds. Also on Mason Wright, but Wright and Patton will be wrestling on the same Mat 5, but Mat 5 has got some problems. I don't know what the issue is, but they are not wrestling on Mat 5 right now. Appears to be something to do with the scoreboard or the scoring system that's all tied into flow and that sort of thing. Not sure, but they're having some technical difficulties on Mat 5, so that actually might help us out in a manner, because it might give us a chance to see Carter Cadis's bout before we see Wright, and then Patton waits on deck after Wright, and then maybe by the time that all gets going, Owen Ivsic is in the hole now on Mat 3, so it might work out timing-wise that we do have that delay on Mat 5. We'll see, but it is going to bring Carter Cadis to the mat here. Mat 1, Cadis out of Burgettstown at 139 pounds. Again, Carter Cadis taking on Matthew Almendina of Mid-Valley. Almendina a senior, Cadis a sophomore. Dropped a tough overtime bout in his opener. And now wrestles an elimination bout. And a quick shot here by Almendina. Wizard applied by Cadis, but that's broken quickly by Almendina, and he has the takedown. Almendina of Mid-Valley leading 3-0. Almendina defeated Gavin Green of DeLone Catholic. I'm sorry, he lost to Gavin Green of DeLone Catholic in the round of 16. Now he's got a wing here, does Almendina. He goes to a half on the other side as Cadis just trying to come to his base near the edge of the mat here. Looks like Almendina was trying to run that, but he ran out of room, and off the edge they go. 3-0 lead here for Almandina of Mid-Valley. And we get a caution called against Almandina on top on the restart. Four local wrestlers all facing elimination here in this round. Cadis is the first to see action. Wright is now going to come up on mat five. So whatever bout they were waiting on there ended quickly. And now Mason Wright is also on the mats. Not underway quite yet. Just now he is. Mason Wright. Wright again has taken on Penns Valley's Trip Watson, a junior. Wright, the senior from Beth Center. They are underway on mat five, and these two bouts couldn't be further apart for me to keep an eye on. 3-0 as they go neutral to start the second period in the Cadis bout. He trails 3-0 to Almandina. Meanwhile, in on a single leg here is Wright. Wright trying to finish on the edge of the mat. Again, it's a one-minute first period, don't forget. Consolations, a quick first period. Now trying to hit a cradle here is Wright. And he'll get the takedown with the cradle. But will he be able to turn him here on the edge of the mat? He would probably have to pull him back in bounds a little bit to try to pull this off, and the time's going to expire. So Wright will have a 3-0 lead going to the second. Meanwhile, the Cadis bout is halted for injury time to Cadis. Wright's going to defer his choice. So it'll be Watson who's going to choose bottom to start the second period. And Wright leads 3-0. He'll cut Watson free, and it's 3-1 with the escape. Still awaiting Cadis. They're still dealing with Cadis. This is injury time to Cadis. 30 seconds gone in the right second period. Still 3-1. Right in on a shot here on the edge. They're out of bounds. Minute 24 to go in the second period there. Cadis back underway now. They're neutral in the second period. Cadis drove in. Almandina ends up off the mat. Noah Nivsik still waiting in the hole on mat three. We'll keep an eye on him as well. We know we have Caleb Patton, I apologize, coming up next after Wright. Wright in another shot here. Whizzer applied by Watson as Wright trying to finish this, and he will get the takedown. Mason Wright goes up 6-1. Cade is still trailing 3-0. Still neutral. Shot in here by Almandina. Almandina driving in, trying to finish this takedown here. Just hanging on to a waist is Cadis. He's close to having to bail out of this and give up the takedown. Very close, and if he doesn't bail, he might get put right on his back here. Cadis not in a great position. Now he will belly out. Give up the takedown, but gets turned to his back anyway. Cadis giving up near fall points. Meanwhile, Wright, some sort of a anklet problem over here they're dealing with. 6-0, and there should be near fall points coming. There's 4. 10-0 at the end of 2. Almandina of Mid-Valley leading Carter Cadis. It's 6-3 after a reversal for Watson on Wright. Wright had a 6-1 lead, give up a reversal, and now leads 6-3, waning moments of the second period. Start of the third period, Cadis will work from the top position, down 10-0. Coming to his feet is Mason Wright, trying to peel the hands away, trying to score late in the second period, but time runs out. 6-3 is the score going to the third in favor of Wright. Wright will work from the bottom here for the third period. Cadis riding on top, but trailing 10-0, minute 40 to go in his bout. Right, working from the bottom. Restart here in the third, or restart to start the third period. Caleb Patton will be coming up immediately on this mat, on Wright's mat. Owen Ivsic will be coming up on mat three. We'll get all four of these guys here in this quick little segment of first round consolations. Carter Cadis is down to a minute to go, trailing 10-0. Stall warning against his opponent, Almedina, as he's not doing much on bottom. Wright flattened out, but Wright has a 6-3 lead. A minute to go in the Wright-Watson bout. Right at Beth Center, trying to advance in the consolation bracket. It's a long road. If you're wrestling in this round of consolations, it's a long road back, but got to take it one bout at a time, and Wright appears to be in position to move on. It's not the same for Carter Cadis, who appears to have his tournament end here. Carter Cadis, just the sophomore, but time expires, and that's a final. 10-1, Cadis of Burgistown has been eliminated. First local wrestler to be eliminated is Carter Cadis. Back down here with Wright and Watson, still 6-3, and there hasn't been much doing in this third period, but Wright didn't have to do much. He holds on for a 6-3 decision, and Mason Wright will move on out to the second round of consolations tomorrow morning. Congratulations to Beth Center's Mason Wright, who stays alive. And that'll bring out Caleb Patton. Caleb Patton is going to take on, that's his 145 pounds. His opponent is Mac Santoro of Saucon Valley, who lost to Joseph Garshnick of United, and they are underway. ...145-pound consolation with Caleb Patton of Wash High. Owen Ivsic still waiting on deck on mat three. ...30 seconds gone. Patton tries to come up around the head there, and they're out of bounds. Ivsic at 160 pounds will be our final local wrestler in this consolation round. Down to 20 seconds remaining in the first period for Caleb Patton. Patton went for a headlock there, came up empty. Now an underhook here, trying to set something up, is Santoro, but looks like the period's going to come to a close. No score. Choice is Santoro, and he'll choose bottom to start the second period. Ivsic, about a minute to go in the bout preceding Owen Ivsic. Roll attempt here by Santoro, and Patton in a little bit of danger here. If Santoro can pop his head out, he's going to have potentially a reversal. He comes out behind but loses any grip he had on Patton, so it's just a one-point escape for Santoro, and just like that, some blood time being called for right out of that. I don't know if he might have taken a foot to the face, Santoro, that is, and I believe we may have a bloody nose here on the part of Max Santoro, and they're dealing with blood time here just 16 seconds into the second period. He has a 1-0 lead on Wash High's Caleb Patton. Ivsic still waiting on deck. A word from Mr. Bob Gregg, he clarifies for me that he got to win three straight in his consolation bracket to get to the medal stand. I said it was a long road. That seems pretty long, especially in a tournament of this caliber. Owen Ivsic getting ready to go. And as they're still cleaning up things on mat 5, Ivsic will be on mat 3. Senior out of Bentworth. His opponent out of Tyrone, Mason Van Altman, or Van Allman, excuse me. Mason Van Allman, who took 7th in the Southwest a week ago. Patton and Santoro back underway as Ivsic shoots in on a double here. Trying to fight this off as Van Allman, but he's not going to be able to. Ivsic comes around behind, he gets the takedown, and Ivsic goes up 3-0. Score is still 1-0 Santoro as he got the escape to start the second period against Caleb Patton. 1 minute now gone in that period. It's 1-0 Santoro. Patton with Ivsic with legs in here on Van Allman. And just has Van Allman flat here, does Owen Ivsic. And the quick first period, 1 minute first period, comes to a close. And now on the edge of the mat, here's Santoro shooting in. He'll take the takedown on Patton. He'll go up 4-0 now on Caleb Patton. And time winding down there in the second period. Ivsic working from the bottom here to start his second period. Comes to his feet. And now he's hauled back down to the mat. We get a locked hands call. Locked hands against Van Allman. We'll give Ivsic another point. 4-0 he leads. So Ivsic leading 4-0. Santoro leading Caleb Patton 4-0. Patton now in their third period. They're wrestling neutral. Just wanted to check and see. This is a rematch from last week. Ivsic defeated Van Allman by fall at the region. And now a takedown for Santoro. He leads Caleb Patton 7-0. So Patton certainly in trouble, very much in danger of being eliminated here. Ivsic, meanwhile, has worked a reversal, and he now leads 6-0 and is back riding on top of Van Allman. So 6-0 Ivsic leading, and Patton in a lot of trouble. Close to getting the fall is Santoro, and there it is. Time of the fall is going to be 3:59. In favor of Max Santoro of Saucon Valley, he defeats Caleb Patton of Wash High, who has been eliminated. Meanwhile, Ivsic over here, close to turning Van Allman. He did get some near fall, now looking for more. Got a three count before, now he's got more coming. I don't know that Ivsic can get the fall here, but certainly collecting near fall points as time is winding down in his second period. Four more near fall. That'll make it 13-0 in favor of Owen Ivsic. Start of the third period. Ivsic leading 13-0 and the officials going over to the scorer's table here. So we have a halt in the action. We have score at 13-0 through two periods. Official He might have been just checking to his whose choice it was, honestly. And they're going to go neutral to start the third. Takedown for Ivsic would end it. And he's in on a single leg. Wraps up Van Alman, who tries to roll through here. And there's the takedown for Ivsic, and that'll end it. Time of the Tech Fall is going to be 3:15. Owen Ivsic, your winner by Tech Fall, 16-0. And Ivsic is on to the second round of consolations. We're going to take a quick little break, bring you back, and recap 2A before we sign off, and we'll be off for about an hour until the girls' tournament will get underway at 2 o'clock. You're listening to the PIAA Wrestling State Championships here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowners insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling, dating back to the late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Pasalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
So as we wrap things up here from the Giant Center in Hershey, our Class 2A local action is complete. 10 wrestlers still remain alive here at the Giant Center in Washington and Greene County. Let's run it down for you who we have tomorrow. In quarterfinals, McGuffey's Lucas Barr at 133, Bentworth's Drake McClure at 139. Noah Lehue of Best Center at 215. And Colin White of West Greene at 285. Those four are into the quarterfinals tomorrow morning. Wrestling and consolations tomorrow morning, we have the following. 107 pounds, Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan. 139, Mason Wright of Beth Center. 152, Victor Bonus of McGuffey. 160, Owen Ivsic of Bentworth. 160, Alex Palco of Jefferson Morgan. And at 189, Malachi Peak of Beth Center. 10 wrestlers still alive here in the 2A classification. The two eliminated this morning were Carter Cadis of Burgesstown and Caleb Patton of Wash High. We will have girls coverage starting 2 o'clock is the start time for the girls tournament. They start with a round of 16 at 2 o'clock. 14 local girls competing in the round of 16. And again, a 2 o'clock start for that. So in the meantime, we will sign off and expect a 2 o'clock start for the girls' tournament. This coverage of the PIAA wrestling tournament at the Giant Center in Hershey has been brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, by Attorney John Patricic, by Advanced Orthopedics and Advanced Rehabilitation, by the Day Insurance Agency, by Angelo's Restaurant, and by Camera Bartolotta for Senate. Also brought to you by Slovenian Savings and Loan, by Saris Candies, by Washington County Real Estate Expo, by the Hernberger Insurance Agency, and by Quality Quick. Coverage of the tournament here from the Giant Center in Hershey, also brought to you by Washington Financial Bank, the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by the Observer Reporter, by CNX Dreamfields, by Chambers Insurance Agency, by Visit Green, and by the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. And coverage also brought to you by Shaft Drillers International, Waynesburg University, McCracken Pharmacy, Cornerstone Care, Royal Ivy Rentals, Iron Synergy, and Kinetic. Be sure to join us as we will be back in about an hour. Girls coverage starting at 2 o'clock here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net. Signing off for now from Chocolate Town here, the PIAA Wrestling Championships at the Giant Center in Hershey. We'll be back at 2 o'clock.